Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Oracle Divination Network. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live on the line. I'd like to say habarigani to my new friend, and I'd like to say hello to my old friends. This is a special occasion. We have been bringing on a new episode under our health and wellness, and we are going to be focusing in on a product that we think is worthy called the hemp oil. And hemp oil CBD is something that everyone should be ranting and raving about. We are talking about hemp oil because it is a medicinal natural product that can possibly replace a number of allopathic medicines. I'd like to introduce you to our guest today. We do have a guest that will be coming on today. Let me see if she's on this line.
Hello. Hello.
Tasha, can you hear me? Hello.
Hey, Ms. Sherelle, I'm here.
Okay. All right. I just was having a little hard time hearing on this side. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say we were talking about how important and necessary it is to break down the scientific structure of such a complex product called CBD, and that CBD is extracted from hemp oil. And I won't even begin to profess to know all that there is to know about this product. I'm still learning in the learning process. However, we have called upon our actual men who have gone to war for us and come back injured to talk to them about the veterans getting involved and becoming an ambassador to learn all they can about the product and to also implement it within their families to aid and assist them. So in-house today, we have as an in-house expert, Mrs. Tasha Kendricks. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about her, who she is, the woman behind the mask. And Tasha Kendrick, I met her through a company called All Relationships. And Tasha has graduated from her undergraduate degree is in the field of healthcare administration from the state of Indiana. She received her degree in 2017. She went on to get her graduate degree in business administration online at Phoenix, Arizona University. And she has been involved in non-drug medicine for quite a while. She's been interested in learning more about how she can implement this in her whole life, not just as a job. She's currently working for 3T as an educational representative. And she literally is involved with quite a bit of the products. I'm going to have her talk to us about the product line and basically what else does she do for the company besides recruit ambassadors. She has recruited me as an ambassador. I hope she can intrigue you to become an ambassador or facilitator to be involved with selling of the product. Now, I'm going to bring Mrs. Tasha on, but let's go to commercial first, and we'll bring her back after a little house cleaning. Hold tight. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. And we would like to invite those listeners out there in Facebook, all of my Facebook listeners, if you are available, please do dial in at 760-539-3247. Our phone lines will be open a little bit later. Right now, we are going to be conducting a presentation and interview with Mrs. Tasha Kendricks. So you want to call in at the end of the presentation for question and answering. So please save your best questions for last. We'd like to bring Mrs. Tasha on to talk a little bit about herself. We're going to ask her to boast about herself and her experience in the allied health profession, some of the things she's done, and some of the things she proposes to do with 3G in the near future. Tasha, will you please join us on the platform? We're opening up our platform to you as our in-house residents. So do act as if you know it all, because we are calling you the in-house residents today. So can you tell me, Tasha, how did you get involved with allied health and non-drug therapy type of treatments, and what drew you to this profession, being that you have been working towards credentials undergraduate in the healthcare administration?
Yes, thank you so much, first and foremost, for having me here on the show. So grateful to be here, and I super duper intend to answer any questions that come abroad. So to begin with, to answer your question, I got involved generally back in about 2015, 2016. It was around the time I had made the transition from the Indiana area to Arizona. Was around 2014, and then a little bit after that, I got involved very heavily in the healthcare community. I was already in the healthcare community career-wise because I do have a healthcare background as my undergrad, and then my graduate degree is in business. So I kind of stayed along the realm of healthcare. I was mostly in wellness, so rehab, acupuncture, chiropractic, physical therapy. And I saw such great results in the healing power of one's own body as long as you can maintain a healthy homeostasis. And as we all know, the homeostasis is what balances everything within your body, and it promotes that well, good feeling. It's similar to the feeling that you feel that's comparative to bliss or happiness. And your homeostasis is when it's in balance, essentially, that's what it emits. So I got to see that on the very physical level in the sense of where I was working in my career, and it was very thrilling. There was a time where I worked in a pain clinic, and I worked in the rehab and chiropractic side, but what they would do is they would send their patients that were pain patients over to us to go through rehab before they can actually get their pain medication, just to kind of alleviate the overdose on opioid meds or maybe the use of them, the possibility of them not needing it and being able to overcome their pain with physical therapy and chiropractic. But what I would see a lot of times is when they had that as an option, they would go through with the chiropractic and physical therapy and feel better, but because of their addiction to these pain meds, they would still follow through with getting the pain meds, taking them, and then kind of go through this ping pong match of going to rehab to receive their pain meds, but still receiving their pain meds and then coming back to rehab and kind of going back and forth. And essentially, they never had a follow through plan on getting well. Their plan was designed for them to always revert back to the pain medication, even if they did proceed and rehab very well with the chiropractic and rehabilitation. So I started to kind of look into alternative medicine, because at this point it started to kind of contradict where I was at in life and what I stood for. And I wanted to be able to stand very firmly on things that I supported and things that I represented. So it was very difficult for me to navigate through that. So as my career progressed and in the Arizona area, medical marijuana was legal and still is legal. And they have a very booming and operating, thriving industry there. And there's so much wellness being promoted there in all avenues using every compound of
the cannabis. Can I insert something here, Tasha? I would like to know if you knew what the controversial issues were over the marijuana that has been created for medical use, opposed to the real controversial out there. Is it because that it might draw from the allopathic industry and those funds would be lost? Or is it that they have not did enough research on this product and they fear that it might have some drawbacks? So what do you think is the biggest drawback from the states signing off on the hemp oil? Why did it take some of the states so long opposed to the marijuana, which they knew they had, it had THC in it? So can you elaborate on the controversy over that that's in the news today?
Oh, absolutely, and that's a great question because we do all look at, we have this negative connotation towards marijuana in general just because of the whole, you know, reefer madness movement that went on back in the 40s and 50s, and that kind of led to kind of this prohibition of cannabis that never kind of revolted until recently. So there was always this societal trained perspective on what marijuana is unless you are a native to it. So if you were grown and raised and born on herbs and, you know, alternative medicine, it didn't seem like a big deal, but for those that were raised in a typical household, it was under the classification of drugs. So any drug was bad. That's what you were taught as a child. So as you get older, you kind of explore your own avenues of health and wellness. And in the West Coast, that health and wellness movement is very productive because they do utilize those, the cannabis compounds as resources. And it is very controversial in the sense of them bringing on marijuana. Essentially, when you bring on marijuana, you bring on the idea of CBD as well. So the studies of marijuana and CBD do go hand in hand, but they are, you know, in states like Indiana, they're pushed differently because we only have legalities and regulations that cover CBD and small amounts of THC. So anything past the 0.3% THC limit is considered illegal, and it makes any of your products out of compliance. And that's important to be mindful of as a retail owner, a retail shop or a shop owner, is that when certain things are in compliance, it's beneficial to maintain that. So you always want to make sure that your lab testing is accurate and up to date and that you're being active about making sure that you're aware of the regulations and policies that change. And to piggyback off of that question, it's controversial because there's just such this big move on medical marijuana, and that is the psychoactive part of the cannabis plant. So then you have CBD, which is the non-psychoactive part, and it is beneficial in its own ways. So people look at it as therapeutic treatment, and then the studies go along with it. Now they've been able to dissect certain parts of the cannabis plant for certain uses. So I wouldn't say that marijuana came on the scene before CBD. I would say that marijuana has just been able to be studied a lot longer than CBD. So a lot of the CBD studies are going hand in hand with it, but they're coming out with studies and research background for specifically CBD now as its own entity rather than being something under the umbrella of marijuana. And then states like Indiana that don't have regulations for marijuana or medical marijuana can capitalize off the benefit of health and wellness as well, because there is true benefit to CBD that differs from the benefit from medical marijuana. So it's all around, it's an amazing product, and it does offer different health benefits. So something that we covered towards our veterans was that, you know, they may want to consider something that is broad spectrum versus rather than full spectrum, because with that broad spectrum, you're getting the THC-free version of the CBD oil, and with the full spectrum, you're getting that legal amount of THC that's supposed to be in there. And you want to be mindful of this as somebody that suffers with PTSD or any type of issue or disorder that can increase anxiety or stress, because large doses of marijuana can increase those factors versus CBD is going to counteract those factors. So, yeah. You still there? Now, Ms. Sherelle did say she was having some
issues
with her.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I got you back. Yes, I got you.
Oh, okay. Some crazy things was happening on my phone. What I was saying, are there any requirements per the compliance regulation that those that are distributors and who are actually medical distributors of the marijuana or the hemp oil, do they have to have any certain type of credentials to be able to sell to those patients who have prescriptions? And if they don't have credentials, do you foresee in the future that they will have to have some type of credentials in order to distribute the product?
So I'll speak in the terms of what we're able to do in Indiana, because I think that's important to understand. And sometimes the comparison basis can be a little bit confusing, because here in Indiana, we practice, implement, and use CBD, which is a way far different realm than medical marijuana. So with the CBD, you are able to have it legally. You're able to possess it legally in the form of flower as well as tincture and vape.
Now, Tasha, will you explain the different modalities you said? You mentioned flower. Please tell the audience, what is flower? How is the product presented? Is it granular? Is it liquid tinctures? Please tell the different modalities as well.
Sure. So with the flower, the CBD flower is going to be the actual bud itself. So how it's grown out of the earth, the complete entourage effect is there, and it's not dissected at that point. It's just the actual plant itself. Sometimes you can get it in a pre-roll form, which is already pre-rolled for you in a joint style, or you can get it in a loose leaf. So you can get it in an actual tin, and you can, apply it however you choose to personally. So that's kind of like the traditional old school way. It's just the plant version, and we reference to that as flower in the industry. Now, tinctures is the oil-based substance that a lot of people use, and which is really huge on the market, and that's what people are using sublingually. So you will apply the oil tincture underneath your tongue for 20 seconds, and then you'll wash it back. You can either swallow it or drink something, and then you can go on from there. The effects do vary. It's a little bit – it is fast-acting, but depending on how apt your body is to using CBD, it may be more fasting than others. But it is the most effective in the sense of regulating, because you can actually measure the dosage of how much you're using per day. With the vape pen or the cartridges, these are some of those alternative smokable items, and those are the ones that you just are using in a vapor form, and those come in pens and cartridges. And those are oil-based substances as well. It's just in a different preference, so you're not getting that actual plant. You're getting a smokable oil.
Can it also be used like a saging? The granules, can that be used like you would normally use an incense of some sort? Or how is that used, those granules?
It could be as a dual purpose, but its intention is designed to be used for health benefit in the smokable version, because what happens is when you have a CBD flower, it's actually inactive until you light it. So until there's fire that creates the smoke from it, it's inactive. So it lays dormant. So what you do is,
you could put it in some type of jar and light it like an incense. Is that what you're saying?
You could, if that would be your preference, but it will smell earthy. So if that's your intention to have that kind of herbal smell, then you can do that. But the intention is, it's usually used and implemented best with the intention that it's designed for, and that's in the sense of smoking it. So if you wanted something to burn like a sage, there are herbal blends and alternatives that you can use on a more holistic level as a air treatment and environment treatment similar to sage, but I wouldn't recommend using the CBD flower in that form.
Now, let me ask you this, Tasha. Do you feel that those patients who are making a transition off of some of the allopathic medicines, as well as maybe other drugs of some sort, that they need a transition, can this product act as an in-between transitional product to help them to make that journey away from the strenuous drugs that may have the THC in them to something like CBD that does not carry the CBD? And can you also elaborate on the strengths of the CBD, how it acts in the body, and our structural body do we have any of these cannibals in our body that can activate with the CBD?
Absolutely. So, yes, we do. We all have what's called an endocannabinoid system, and each of us have had this since we were born. It's just one of those systems that hasn't had a lot of research done to it. When they discovered these CB1 and CB2 receptors, there's a whole system that operates around those as well. So, yes, when you're taking CBD, that's what it's responding to, that CB1 and that CB2 receptor. The CB1 is usually in the neurological realm. The CB2 receptor is usually in your endocrine system, your body, and that's where it's going to be sending those messengers to alleviate pain, to decrease stress, and that's how it acts in the sense of in your body. And your body does produce what's called endocannabinoids on its own. So your body, everybody's body, produces its own set of endocannabinoids. What you're ingesting in the flower form would be considered phytocannabinoids. And then you have just cannabinoids, which are just kind of synthetic made cannabinoids to create that experience between your receptors and what's being ingested, so the CBD in that form. So a lot of times when you're ingesting in these different manners and methods, it's important for you to be mindful of your own health conditions or your own situations that you have going on so that you can make sure that you're choosing the right preference and that you can get the most out of your CBD use. So if, let's say, and I always recommend consulting a physician or a doctor, but in the sense that you have, let's say, COPD, you don't necessarily want to ingest anything smokable because you already have a lung impairment. So let's say you have any type of gastric issue, it wouldn't be advisable for you to take any type of the edibles or gummies because there may be some type of issue with your intestines where it won't process and break down right, and you may not get the best effect out of that. So going hand in hand with that.
Let me also ask you, let me sneak one in here and ask you, I know the audience is listening intensively to find out with any insulin resistant type of disorders in their bodies or glucose disorders, how might the CBD work in combination with balancing the blood sugars to bring them on the normal numbers so that they can take this as an early onset to alleviate the insulin resistant or the full-blown diabetes type 1 and type 2?
Okay. So a lot of people, this is actually a really good one because a lot of people, most of the people that use CBD have had great results and success in minimizing their glucose levels and minimizing their diabetes issues, sometimes coming off of their diabetes medications altogether. Same thing with high cholesterol, stress and anxiety, inflammation. So all of these typical health issues we've seen great results in, and there's so many research studies out there on them because of the great results that people have with them. So essentially, CBD has the ability to affect the mind, the body, and the soul all simultaneously at one time with the use of just the CBD versus with typical opioid prescription medications. You have to take one pill to combat one thing, this pill to combat the other thing, and you have to combat all of these ailments individually rather than being able to address all of them at one time. So a lot of times the side.
And excuse me again, I want to insert something because I don't want to make sure I don't leave this out. Can you also elaborate upon the fact that this is not a recreational drug and one cannot hope to get high from this? The THC is not there, so there's no reason to believe that they can include this into their recreational party drugs. And what type of reactions can they see from taking this product as a holistic rejuvenator? Will they see more energy? Will they have highs and lows of depression? Will it help their depression? Can you elaborate on depression a little bit and how does it act upon depression since there's so many people that are engaging in stress-related conditions?
Okay, so I think that was like a two-in-one question. So to answer the first part of it, it is not a recreational drug. It's actually used as a complementary form of alternative healthcare and wellness. So essentially, it's not even something that falls under that regular category of prescription drug either. A lot of times what doctors do is they'll recommend their patients to try CBD, but that's out on a whim if they don't support a CBD brand or know a good reference. So a lot of times people need to self-educate and be well taught on CBD before they use it, or find a CBD-friendly physician that can educate you or recommend you to a consultant that can properly educate you. So in the sense of it acting with mood and affecting your depression, it has great benefit in that. And actually, one of the studies that we went over at our Veterans Day over at Humanity Health CBD in Avon yesterday, we touched on the topic of one of the quotes that I found on the VA website. And the VA has a plethora of information about CBD wellness and CBD use for veterans and all the great benefits that it has. But one of the interesting things that I came across is that CBD played a big part in minimizing depression overall in veterans. So in 2017, there was a calculation that there was an average of about 20 deaths per day that were suicide-related, and these were all suicide-related people that struggled from PTSD due to military trauma. So I think the idea of that is insane. So you think about losing 20 people in a day from one specific condition on an average. So, you know, it could have been more than that. It could have been less than that. But on an average, there's about 20 people that lose their lives a day just in the military realm to PTSD. So that's something that's being, you know, generated through. Yay, there's plenty of people out there that don't get reported to these, you know, statistic places to actually be counted within those numbers. So, you know, keep that in mind that it is it's a growing thing, and a lot more people are experiencing mental health issues that go along with their physical ailments and go along with their emotional wellness. And, you know, it's not like how it used to be back in the day where if you experienced any type of disorder, there was a facility to facilitate you. So if you had a Down syndrome or, you know, any type of, you know, ailment that considered you disabled or disordered, they would, you know, put you in a facility that can help facilitate that. But now, you know, these people are surviving and thriving in regular society, and us that don't have disabilities or have issues, we have to learn how to better tolerate them because they're humans as well. And I wouldn't say tolerate, excuse me, I'm saying that. I don't want to be offensive. We have to better accommodate them in our society because essentially they're humans, and we have to be able to, you know, everybody has some type of issue in it, whether it's one that you can physically see. Some people have mental health issues and emotional issues, and you can't see those things, but there's no place that you can just shove those people and say that you don't want to deal with them anymore. So we're finding methods and ways that we can better accommodate each other in society and still live with minimal stress, minimal anxiety, and be able to get along with one another. So we've been able to greatly impact depression and mood swings and anxiety with CBD because it has this ability to affect, like I said, simultaneously all of these things at one time. So your mind, your body, and soul. And essentially in a spiritual community, when your chakras are aligned or you're in alignment, everything feels well, everything flows well, everything goes well. So essentially that's what you want happening in your body as well, just on your health level. You want everything functioning well. You want
to Tasha, I want to insert one other thing so that we don't forget. We are here also to talk about ambassadorship. What does it mean to be an ambassador? And if one was interested in how they could help to market this product for you to get the word out, what are the steps that they must take in order to become an ambassador for the 3Chi product? And is there a process? And what are those steps? And also elaborate a little bit on the cerebral palsy for me about the children who have had some successful results from taking the product who have had seizures as well. That's a two-part question.
Okay. You love your two-for-one. Got to get them in how we can. firstly, I'll start with the cerebral palsy part because it kind of piggybacks on what I was saying, and then I'll finish with the ambassador program. So that the part where the children that combat cerebral palsy or Down syndrome or autism, those kind of things. I don't even like to classify them as different. They have their own special powers that make them different from us in their own way. But that does not mean that they shouldn't receive the type of care that we can, even if they're nonverbal and can't communicate the care that they need. As family, community, society, we should be able to still service them with the care that they need. So some of the great results I've seen in that realm was I've seen a guy that had a son that was had autism. He's nonverbal, and he was having these really horrible behaviors to the point where he had broken 6 flat-screen TVs in a month, and that was just his act out. He didn't know how to verbally communicate what was going on or why he was in pain or whatever. And because he was nonverbal, he would start doing these behavioral things. And usually his behavioral episodes were very aggressive and damaging. So he ended up damaging 6 flat screen TVs in a month. The dad finally says, you know what, enough of this. I need to try something to help curb his behaviors. So what they implemented, they had him taking just a regular gummy vitamin every day. So what they did was they implemented a CBD gummy every day. So one, he didn't realize that he was taking something different. And two, it wasn't a trigger for him to start acting erratically. So they started to do this. And then over the span of a week, his behaviors had decreased. Over the span of a month, his behaviors had decreased so drastically that he was only having one behavior episode a month. So he went from having, you know, having 3 or 4 episodes a day and within the matter of a month damaging 6 flat-screen TVs to just having one behavioral episode a month. So we've had great results in this in the sense of, you know, using it for the wide variety of issues, and it's all by experience. So like I said, you always want to consult your physician or your doctor about the use of CBD, and everybody's not the same, so everybody's going to have different results. It's going to vary per person depending on what's going to be best for them considering their health conditions as well. So it can be an influx of things, but we've had great results in that realm too. So to move on into the ambassador program. So it's a very simple process. I would first and foremost recommend that you check out our website, and that's www.3chi.com. Check out our website, take a look at our products, get well versed on them, and I would even recommend trying a product. Pick a product of your liking, read the description, see what fits for you, and give it a try for 30 days. And I feel like
Before we leave, that there is a discount code for you, and I have put it on the Facebook. You can go out, get the website, take the code that I have listed there, and you can receive your discount upon trying and testing several of these products. And that is a gift from 3Chi to you for trying the product. So please do that. And don't forget that one of the other things we're asking you to do is to follow up, become an ambassador, talk about the program, help us market the program to get it out there for children who are desperately failing in school. And I want to focus in on that. Maybe hopefully our next session will be talking to parents about children that are in special ed, trying to give them an alternative. So we'll focus more on the children next time when we're on the air. And our airtime is very short, and we're going to probably increase it, but we do want Tasha to talk about how do you become an ambassador? What is the benefits? How do you benefit the market of CBD by becoming an ambassador? And then we're going to close out with that. And if there are any other statements, Tasha, that you would like to make that you haven't made and would like to indicate, give your phone number, your email, where you can be reached at. And also there is the actual website, it's listed on Facebook, on my Facebook channel. So I'm going to turn it back over to Tasha, and then we're going to close out with our final discussion on what does it mean to be an ambassador, because we're trying to raise up a nation of men and women that are reliable physicians, practitioners. So take it away, Tasha.
Okay, so to become an ambassador, like I said, first and foremost, I would recommend that you try the products so that you know the products that you're going to be ambassadoring for, and find what you like, find what you don't like, and be able to be transparent about the products, but also be knowledgeable about them enough to be able to help the movement of the company with 3Chi. And like I said, our mission is we do believe in the power of flavonoids, cannabinoids, and terpenes, and the wellness of CBD in the body and how it affects your mind, body, and soul. So if you believe that's a passion and a purpose that drives you, you'd probably be a great candidate to be involved in what we're doing. So with the ambassador program, all you would do is go onto our website. That's www.3chi.com. You would there is a tab there where it talks about becoming an ambassador. So there's a link. There's a couple tabs. You can kind of scroll through there. You can go on there. It'll talk to you about how to become an ambassador. Essentially what that process consists of is you just putting in an application, somebody getting back to you with the details about it. And there's two different ways of becoming an ambassador. And on the website, it does, just for the sake of time, I'll kind of keep it short, it does kind of go over those things. You have an opportunity to return about 20% of each sale per commission, but then you do have the opportunity to learn to earn up to 50% of all sales as well. So there's two different tiers of becoming an ambassador with 3Chi, and you're more than welcome to check those out. To access me personally, you can reach me at tasha@3chi.com, and you can also send a message via our website as well, specifically for me, for my direct access, my personal cell, if you need more
consulting.
Tasha,
will you also tell them about the storefront where Thaddeus works, give them that location locally here in Avon if they would like to visit the actual brick-and-mortar store?
Yeah, so locally in the Avon community, we do have Humanity Health CBD that carries the 3Chi products. They do carry all of our tinctures except for natural, and they do carry all of our pens as well, our vape pens. One of the best sellers there at that location is our Comfortably Numb, and that's one of the best that's been used in our veteran community as well. We've had great results with that. So yeah, they carry our product as an actual storefront. So if you don't have the ability to go online and purchase the product, but you want to go into an actual storefront and get some education, go on over. You can see Brent and Tracy Mason. They're the owners of that place. They're phenomenal. And then they have some great affiliates and colleagues there as well. I know Logan works there sometimes, and then we have Thaddeus. He's kind of the main go-to guy as well. He's very well-rounded in supplements and herbs as well, and he's kind of the expert in his own right. So you'd be more than welcome to go over there and physically purchase some products if you're not able to go online and utilize Ms. Sherelle's coupon code that she's made available for you guys to purchase product under.
And I'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a broadcast that's been focusing in on the veterans, of course. Yesterday was Veterans Day. We want to reach out to those veterans again and say that you're welcome to call this line at any time for future assistance. We want to get you not only involved as an ambassador, but if you are experiencing any problems, you're transitioning out of the military, you're having some setbacks or some problems with just even transitioning. A number of families come out broken. They have to receive therapy and help. Please do not hesitate to ask your doctor about including CBD in your plan. If it is anxiety, if it is stress, if it is in any type of drawback that you would have in coming back to the real world, please do include these products. They're fantastic. They literally help me personally. And I have a personal story to tell that I won't tell now, how I became involved in taking CBD. I think it's fantastic. And I do want to see more mothers to incorporate this into their regimen for their children to keep them calm and collective and out of special ed. And I would like to also say that Tasha has been a wealth of support here in this area of Avon and in explaining to us about the product, the structure of the product. She's very knowledgeable, so please don't hesitate to call on her. And one more thing I wanted to say to those veterans, keep your heads up. because there is solutions to help you to function normal in society. You don't have to be overly medicated all the time, walking around in the zone, because there is some help here finally for you. And please do incorporate it into your spiritual life. I can see this product being very well utilized in our meditation sessions, and I can see many people coming into consciousness. As you know, this room is a paranormal consciousness room, bringing people into a universal standing so that they can start looking at alternative medicine differently. And